Tony Cartagena here with A.J. Dillon, running back for the Green Bay Packers. A.J., what's going on, my man?
Hey, what's going on? I appreciate you having me. Happy to chat.
Yeah, anytime. So one of the reasons we're here today is to talk about your children's book, amongst other things, but really about an event that you're going to be doing with Sharp Literacy on November 6th. So before we get into it, just going to let everyone know, and we'll remind you throughout the interview, sharpliteracy.org. The event is called A Novel Event. It's a pun on the word novel there for book nerds like myself. But so, AJ, you're going to be speaking in Milwaukee at the Eagles Ballroom and raising money for what is a great cause in Sharp Literacy. And before we get into all that, I noticed that the event is at the Eagles Ballroom. And if you're from Milwaukee, like myself, or surrounding areas, that venue is really associated mostly with concerts. So I wanted to start off by asking you, throughout your life, your favorite concert you've ever attended, or a concert that like you really, really want to see live? Taylor Swift is an okay answer.
Yeah, I feel like, in all honesty, I feel like I definitely got to make it to a Taylor Swift concert. I'm not a huge Swiftie, but just because of all the hype and how everybody's been getting after it recently, I feel like you got to go see what all the hype's about. But for me, honestly, I'd probably say I want to get to a Zach Bryan concert at some point.
Okay. It sounds like a good one. What about concerts you've seen are pretty memorable?
Yeah, the most memorable concert I've been to was I went to a Drake concert at the Garden in Boston. And I'm pretty sure, if my memory is serving me correctly, that was when he kind of squashed his beef with Meek Mill and brought him up on stage.
Okay.
After they had that little riff. So that was pretty big moment. That was a cool concert.
That had to be like Boston College, age.
That was Boston College.
I like that. So the event you're going to be doing, it's at a concert venue, but you're going to be the main act, going to be talking to the fans and sponsors and people in attendance, all raising money for Sharp Literacy. So outside of Quadzilla Finds His Footing, which if you don't know, you'll learn about that here in a second. What is your favorite book?
My favorite book, I'd say, that I read in the last couple of years would be Razor's Edge. Razor's Edge is a really good book. I actually got it off the Aaron Rodgers book club list.
Oh, okay.
He came out with that. And so I was kind of going through them, and I read that one. And it's one that's kind of stuck with me and resonated with me a little bit. So it's a real interesting read. But growing up, my favorite book was, I used to love those Rick Riordan books, the Percy Jackson and Lightning Thief, whole genre. Good. I read all that stuff when I was younger.
I just saw the other day on Hulu, Goosebumps has been turned into now like a live action series. It's like five episodes. And I used to love those books. Like Goosebumps books were so good.
Yeah, absolutely. Gotta check it out.
Definitely. When you did the Rodgers book club, those books, did he ever like provide those books for the locker room, or do you have to go get that on Amazon yourself?
No, I wasn't a platinum member of the of the club, but I went over to Barnes & Noble. We got a Barnes & Noble on Oneida Street over here in Green Bay, and just quick, easy, good read.
I was just talking to Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin about preseason, new coach, and he said he's going to have the team read Chop Wood, Carry Water. That's nice. Like the preseason read for those guys over there.
I like it. I've never read that book, but I've had a lot of references and excerpts from it, from coaches and stuff throughout my career.
It seems like a pretty popular one for coaches and athletes talk about. But the reason we're talking about books is because Sharp Literacy, one of the things that they do is they just provide opportunity for kids grades K-3 through the fifth grade in 49 different urban schools in Milwaukee, Racine, in Waukesha, and all the money raised at the novel event that you'll be hosting on November 6th goes to the STEAM-based education program. So that's why we're here. We're not talking football or playbooks. We're talking actual books, which can always be fun and definitely a change of pace there. So any book recommendations that anyone has for AJ or anyone, make sure to send them on over via social media.
Yeah, I'll check them out.
Speaking of books, it's been like, 3-4 months now since you've been officially a published author? And I do, not to, we'll show it on the screen here. I got a copy of it here for you. Quadzilla Finds His Footing. The illustrations are incredible. The story is amazing. What went into you I guess, in your decision to say, like, hey, I'm going to write a children's book?
Yeah. You know, the decision was, I was me and my wife, last year during, like as the season got going, we found out that she was going to be pregnant and they were going to have a baby. And, you know, I was looking, obviously we're trying to order all the stuff that we need. I'm trying to think of like, what can I do? Obviously first time dad, what's going to be like something I can pass on to my son that kind of like, I don't know, a memento, if you will. And when I like typed that into Google, everything was like, you can engrave, this metal thing, or you can buy a star or rent a hippo and somewhere and name it after him. I was like, I mean, all good things, you know, but I've always tossed around the idea of writing a book. I've loved to read and write since I was young. And, later into the season, I was like, you know what, maybe I'll write this book. And, after the season ended, I tweeted out, just kind of wanted to gauge what everybody thought. And I tweeted out, I was like, hey, like, should I write a children's book? Or I think maybe it was like, I'm going to write a children's book. And a lot of people liked and supported it. And so then I, you know, got approached by a lot of publishers, you know, from all over the country, and vetted them out. And my wife and I, we decided to, you know, what a great opportunity to keep everything in-house as far as like inside Wisconsin. And so rather than going with some of the other, you know, potential publishers, we actually went with a publisher right in the Milwaukee area, Orange Hat Publishing, sorry. Great people down there. They've done a lot of stuff, with local authors and things like that. And the illustrator as well, which, Summer Morrison gets a lot of praise. Every time somebody gets a book, they're like, these pictures are great.
Yeah, let's hold up like how great these little characters are right there. Yeah. It's so well done. If you haven't checked them out,
she's awesome. And I mean, once again, also from the Milwaukee area. So that was a really fun thing to do that with a lot of local people. And yeah, I mean, I'm so happy with the way it turned out. And something I've read the book to him as he's gotten older. When I first read him the draft of the book, he fell right asleep, but he was only like 2 months. So now he can actually stay awake throughout a whole book and like look at the pages and stuff like that.
Are we going to get a stuffed animal line coming soon next summer? I mean, they got to blow this thing up.
Hey, sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. We're going to see.
Love to hear that. Quadzilla finds his footing. I'm talking with author. He also runs the football for the Green Bay Packers as a day job, AJ Dillon. And November 6th, it's a Monday night from 4:30 to 7:30. Tickets are readily available. It's called a novel event. It supports Sharp Literacy, who is giving educational opportunity to kids all throughout the Milwaukee area. Milwaukee, Racine, Waukesha, all your money, all the donations, ticket sales, going to go directly to that. AJ and Gabrielle, kind enough to come down to Milwaukee during the season and support what is definitely a great cause. So speaking of books, I want to get to this real quick. You mentioned just keeping things in Wisconsin. With your book publishing process, you and Gabrielle do a lot with the community just overall. What, I guess, what has it always inspired you to do that? And what kind of just like is your motivating factor to be such a philanthropic athlete?
I think it's definitely a couple of things, but I think at the root of it, you know, for me, you know, I was always raised, my mom did a great job in always, you know, kind of bringing up the idea of giving back when you can, whether it's before I had any money or fame or platform, giving back in your time. And so I would do a lot of, you know, giving back in soup kitchens or doing the like can drives and things like that. It was something that we kind of did as a family growing up. My wife as well came from a very philanthropic background, you know, and she's always been involved in a lot of stuff. She's actually from Green Bay. And so she's done a lot of stuff, growing up and through high school. And so I think both of us being together and, you know, having the platform that we do, you know, I think it was something that came very natural and very organic. And, you know, the more you look around, there's so many awesome nonprofit organizations and, missions to kind of get behind. And obviously you can't help out everybody, but, you know, doing the most that we can for some stuff that we feel really passionate about has been awesome and so fulfilling. And, you know, I feel like we've made impact in people's lives and just bigger than just on Sunday night.
Definitely. And I mean, this is your fourth year here in the state of Wisconsin. And, like, how has the fan base outside of football, really, because I swear everyone I talk to is, I streamed or I twitched with AJ Dillon here. Or I saw him doing this event here. How has the fan base really embraced you and really adopted you into part of the Wisconsin family?
Yeah, I think, you know, Wisconsin definitely embraced me, you know, since I've in my time being here. And, you know, it's second to none. And the Packers have the best fans in the world. And I think Green Bay and Wisconsin in general, they have some of the best people in the world. And I'd say for me, the best people that I've been around as a whole, you know, if you're talking like area wise, I mean, everybody's really great people. And so, and great families and great, you know, connections I've made. And I'd say like one of the things is regardless of football can go any which way, and regardless of all that, the embrace that me and my family have gotten from Green Bay and Wisconsin will long outlast my playing career, regardless of where and when it is or when it ends. And so that's something I'm super grateful for, just, you know, having that, being a part of that and being part of that Wisconsin family.
Well, as a fan of the team, we're not trying to see Dillon on the mayor of Door County ticket yet until like 2034, maybe. You got a couple of years left in you.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. No time soon, but, you know, that mayoral campaign will be coming soon. You got to add that right before author, mayor, author, NFL.
What, is there anything else? Like, you shouldn't be allowed to have so many skills. Is there anything else you want to add? Are you going to become a painter? What's next?
You know, I just, you know, never limit yourself. Don't put yourself into a box. And I'm trying to actively grow my LinkedIn titles. So
okay. You got to get your SAG card and maybe go to law school, take that part-time.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Real quick before we let you go, I know busy week, just getting back in the swing of things, of practice and everything. Two more questions for you. I was looking at the website for a novel event. Once again, it's on November 6th in Milwaukee at the Eagles Ballroom. AJ Dillon is the guest speaker that night. Get your tickets. So that's still plenty available. I saw one of the auction prizes. It's called Dining, Drinks, and Dunks, which are three of my favorite things. So obviously I'm going to get involved there. And it's a picture of Giannis dunking the basketball. And as an athlete yourself, you see the Bucks trade for Dame Lillard a couple of weeks ago. You're living in the state of Wisconsin. That's pretty exciting stuff for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously a big sports fan, big competitor, and, you know, it's always cool. I've been down to a few Bucks games over the years. I went to one game in every playoff series the year they won it all.
Nice.
I wasn't at the championship game, but I went to one earlier on. And so, you know, I think it's really cool. And, you know, I think what the Bucks got going down there is great. So I'm excited to, you know, get behind them. And, you know, I love all sports. It could be, I don't know, if table tennis is on at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm up during the off season, I'm watching it and I'm locked in. So
fair enough.
I love sports. I love competitiveness.
And then so through sports, oftentimes, you know, whether it's yourself or the Bucks, when they're making championship runs, they can face a lot of adversity. You see adversity on the field. And then when you get involved with these organizations, it's helping people who may be facing adversity outside of work or just in their everyday life. As an athlete, as a obviously kind human being who's very philanthropic, what kind of advice do you have for a family or a person or just an individual just like just could just be facing some adversity in their life right now?
Yeah, I think you know, I think there's a lot of stuff, you know, in life. I mean, obviously you look at a team and, you know, if they're not playing to what they think their standard is or what they want to be, you know, you have adversity there. You know, like you said, I've had the chance to work with a lot of organizations and people around the area. And so obviously some people are dealing with a lot more adversity, real life. I don't mean to say like that, but some real life stuff that they have to go through and try to, you know, figure out. And so I would say, the biggest thing, whether it's sports, whether it's a team, whether it's a high school sport, whether it's somebody, you know, going through and figuring out things with their job or their family, I think the biggest thing and the biggest things that's helped me throughout my entire life before football, before anything, is just, you know, being able to take a second and kind of reflect and just reflect on what you have currently and where you are. And the best I know this might be a little long-winded here, but the best like exercise I've done recently, there's been, you know, games and, you know, things that haven't gone my way at times, and whatever is I and this exercise, I forget who came up with it, but you write down on a piece of paper, you make a column, and on the left side you write down like those negative thoughts and that stuff that you're going through that maybe people are saying, or you have that perception of like, hey, like I'm not doing this well, or I'm not doing that, whatever it may be. You write that down on the left side. Then you flip the script, and when you do that, you write how much of a percentage you think that is true. Like those statements, like, do you think it's 50% true? You think it's 100% true, whatever. And you write that on the left side. Then you flip the script and go, if you were a defense attorney and it was your job to prove that that was not the case, like it was absolutely your job, go ahead on the other side. Now write reasons to disprove that. Like it is your job. Like you have to make sure this person's not guilty. And then you do that and you start to realize like, okay, like, yeah, that might not have been my best, but like I was, you know, putting my best effort. I was trying, or I am doing the best that I can right now under the current circumstances. And then you write once again, now that you looked at both, how true those statements, those negative thoughts and all that stuff that you had, how true that was. And I think that can help a lot of people. It's just one of the many exercises I'm sure there are that are out there, but that's one that I use. And it helps me when, you know, stuff's kind of coming at you from all sides and you're getting a little down on yourself.
You might be able to add therapist and defense attorney to that to that LinkedIn profile sometime soon. Once again, it's called a novel event, sharpliteracy.org. Get your tickets today. You can sponsor the event. You can get an individual ticket. You can participate in the auction, which a bike ride with you at training camp is one of the auction prizes. I see any less. We talked a while ago about like the smaller bikes and you trying to avoid those because of the Quadfather and Quadzilla. So is that still the plan? Just avoid the small bikes?
It's still the plan. But I mean, you know, if somebody, you know, is coming on the bike ride and you're coming out, you bring whatever bike you want. We'll make it work.
Just bring the smallest little bike possible if you are the bidder, highest bidder on that experience with AJ. AJ, thanks so much for your time today, man. Really appreciate it and look forward to seeing you on November 6th, sharpliteracy.org.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Can't wait to get down there.